Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben Volen is joining us right now because Curtis wants to find out about the Patriot Way, since the two of them are text buddies. But, Ben, good morning. How are you?
Greg, I was hoping you'd say the one thing you wanted this week was to have Ben Volen on your show.
Yes.
And you didn't.
Yes. It's been far too long since you've been on. But first of all, do you buy this Wiggy argument that Sports Illustrated and others are calling Antonio Brown intimidating or are darkening his photos simply because of his race?
I have not. This is the first I've heard of it, so I'd have to do my own investigation into the matter, like the NFL.
Yeah.
I do think that, you know, media companies, especially Sports Illustrated, when they use words like menacing and intimidating in the headline, it does. It leads others to pick up on the same language, and it is kind of editorializing when you use words like intimidating and things like that. But
to explore this further, and I know you work for the Globe, so I know where you're going to stand on this, but you're telling me that the media never uses the word intimidating or menacing when describing a white athlete who has
say
done something?
Not when it's white, but you know, they're just
they're more apt to use it,
yes,
when it's African American.
There are certain words, yeah, that, you know, I mean, it's just part of it. Maybe a guy with tattoos, right? What's that? Oh, intimidating. So if somebody has tattoos, whether he's black or white, there are certain words that they try to use to kind of, you know, portray people.
I just saw a story here. Opposing teams intimidated by Belichick and Brady. Uh-oh.
That's the liberal Curtis back there.
Well, I mean, Ben, do you believe these latest allegations with regard to these text messages that were sent to this artist, this accuser, are going to be a bigger issue for Antonio Brown?
You know, I think in a vacuum, an incident like this wouldn't be enough, but there's been a lot this week. You know, first the sexual assault, then the Sports Illustrated article, then, you know, Antonio Brown, what are you doing? You do not ever send text messages to someone accusing you like that. It was a really dumb move, and I can't imagine his lawyer, you know, he must be pulling out his hair this morning trying to corral this guy. All he has to do is keep his mouth shut, and he'd be okay, but it's like Antonio Brown can't get out of his own way.
I mean, he did such a great job meeting with the media yesterday. Were you there? Were you there for that?
I actually, I was not there, but yeah, he was clearly he took the coaching well.
Yeah,
I'm sure the Patriots, you know, zapped him and gave him the Men in Black memory eraser thing, and you know, he answered. He did exactly what you needed to do, but he just can't help himself. And again, all these things on its face, like I wrote a column last week. I was quite fine with the NFL and the Patriots taking a wait-and-see approach. And I'm still, you know, the NFL should be doing its diligence and shouldn't do anything rash, because I think there can be consequences if you just take a guy off the field like that without really doing the investigation. But the Patriots don't have to. The Patriots are under no obligation to support this guy, and they do, and they have, and they've stood by him. And they don't have to wait for an investigation to unfold. They can simply say, look, we don't want this guy, and you know, we don't want him representing our brand. It's been three things now in the week and a half that they've had him. Do they really want this heading?
But you're in my opinion, if you keep him off, if you're the Patriots, you keep him off the field Sunday, you get rid of him, you are judging somebody to have done something before he is even judged to be guilty in any kind of a court of law,
right?
Civilly or criminally. It's ridiculous, Ben.
Well, I was with you until this thing came out this morning, and it hasn't swayed me 100%. I'm a little confused right now how I feel about the whole thing, because I agree with you. Guys do have rights, and if all it takes is an unsworn civil lawsuit to get a guy taken off the field, that could really open the doors to athletes getting extorted, and it's an ugly situation. And he's, I think, afforded due process. But at the same time, he represents the Patriots brand, and this can't be a good look for the Patriots. Robert Kraft can't be feeling good about this. They had to release that ridiculous leak to Ian Rappaport that, oh, Robert Kraft would never have signed him had he had known about this beforehand. Well, to me, that doesn't matter. They're still standing by him now, and it's telling that they're standing by him. And I think you say it hasn't been proven. Well, the thing with this morning with the text messages and you know, having one of his buddies threaten to you know, investigate the woman, basically stalking, it's a terrible look. And just I think the cascade effect might end, you know, it's starting to build up against the Patriots and against Antonio Brown. And I find it interesting that they continue to stand by him. And I'm not holding my breath on this one. I'm not entirely positive that Antonio Brown's going to be playing on Sunday right now.
You're not?
I think there's a chance, even if they keep him, I think there's a chance they keep him off the field. It's a bad look right now. There are a lot of, you know, threatening the accuser here is just terrible. It's not a good look for Antonio Brown. It's hard to defend it. I have my issues with some of the other things going on with the story right now. I thought the Sports Illustrated article, frankly, was unfair to print accusations against Antonio Brown while giving anonymity to the woman. I thought it's only fair that if you're going to print the accusation, the woman's got to go on the record with it.
Yeah.
So I do think it's been kind of a bleep storm against Antonio Brown. It's open season. He's an easy target. People are coming after him. However, this thing this morning, how do you defend it? And it's just another thing that's a bad look for Antonio Brown, and it does stain the Patriots brand. And I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not holding my breath yet. I'm not locking Antonio Brown into the lineup on Sunday. I think there's still a long way to go between now and then.
Somebody needs to take his phone away. They need. It's like the president. When it comes to tweeting, they should tell him to stop tweeting.
Yes.
They should tell him to stop texting people and take his phone away because he can't control himself and he's an idiot.
Right, but
listen, he's a phenomenal football player.
Right, he is an idiot. He's
an idiot.
We all think that he's a dink, but why is it wrong for him?
I love the word dink.
You like
not
the word?
Used enough, by the way.
Right. But why is it wrong for him, and I'm asking Ben this question, right? Why, or I'm asking everybody, why is it wrong for him to then, because if you read the text messages, basically he's telling one of his boys, Eric B., whoever this may be, hey, let's look into her background. The same way everybody's looking into my background.
Yeah.
Why is it wrong for him to then do that to tell?
Well, Ben says it's a bad look because Ben assumes, I'm not going to speak for Ben, but because you call her a victim. So you're essentially assuming
but
that
Ben
what
also
she says,
said it was threatening to look into her background
right,
or him
right.
to text this.
Well, that's what, yeah, Ben said that was a threat, right, Ben?
Yeah, isn't that kind of the definition of stalking, having one private citizen look into another private citizen?
But how do we know that this Eric B.'s not a private investigator?
Oh, boy.
I mean,
you think AB Lord. Hangs around like with a group of private investigators?
AB and a PI.
But if you're like, you know, looking to her background,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Aren't they looking into his background?
Make sure she graduated high school, Wiki. Is that what you think this is?
No, I mean, he's because he says if you read the text message, he's basically saying she's broke. She got no money. So this is why she's potentially coming after me. So look into her background and see how broke she really is.
But why put her on the text?
But he also sent the text message to the woman. It's one
thing. Yeah, she was part of it. I don't. There was five people on it, so she's on it, and we know Eric B's on it. I don't know if Rock Kim is on it, but there's three other people. You know, and we know there's three other people that are on it. Who are those three other people?
Okay, but including her, isn't that a sign of intimidation? Hey, I just want you to know that we're going to be investigating you, and hey, I'm looking at pictures of your kids.
No,
I
mean, that lets her
intimidation.
That lets her know that we're going to investigate your background.
Has she gone to the police? Has she gone to the police because it's threatening?
I mean, that's probably the next step.
All right.
I don't
honest.
Know for sure. I just know I do know that she went to Sports Illustrated. I agree with you on some of these. I'm a little uncomfortable with the role that Sports Illustrated is having in all this. They're really kind of instigating and being a part of the news as opposed to just reporting the news. However, I think it's pretty clear that there's at least some form of threat or intimidation in these text messages by including the woman and showing her that you're going through her feet and looking at her children, and you're going to have your buddy investigate her. It's a sign of intimidation, and it's just It was very unadvisable. His attorney said so in the story, right, and he did not advise him to do that. So it's a terrible look, and these things are all starting to build up now against Antonio Brown.
Well, Ben, thank you for being on this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy unwrapping this one today.
All right. So Ben joins Curtis in his belief that AB may not be on the field on Sunday because of this.
Well, I figure it's better to come from the NFL reporter at a major newspaper in town as opposed to lowly producer Chris Curtis. And he said that he thinks he probably won't play this weekend. That is big news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.